According to the New York Times, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has threatened to sue the National Football League if they decide to extend the contract of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Goodell's contract is set to expire in 2019. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So what's this all about?
This is about a guy with a massive ego and a massive pile of money, but also a massive amount of accomplishment. His name is Jerry Jones. He runs the Dallas Cowboys. And for a time, he's had, I wouldn't say a vendetta, but he's had a couple of burrs in his saddle, to use a cowboy metaphor, against Roger Goodell. He doesn't think Roger Goodell has handled the anthem protest issue adequately. He also bears ill will against Goodell because, as you remember, the Chargers and Rams moved to Los Angeles. And he didn't think, even though that happened, he didn't think Goodell was sufficiently behind it. And why that matters is how smart Jerry Jones is. Not only does he own the Cowboys, he owns the suites inside these new stadiums. Hmm. And the more, and what he wanted was both teams to move into a new Los Angeles stadium. And he thought Goodell was maybe trying to get the Chargers to move elsewhere, which would have hurt Jerry Jones's pocketbook. Jones is also behind the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. So he's a huge power broker. He thinks Goodell has been in his way. And then there's a third thing, which is his star running back was suspended by Goodell. He thought that that was an unfair suspension. Jones did. The running back, Ezekiel Elliott, hasn't even sat out a game, but there's just so much ill will there. He's getting in the way of Goodell's contract negotiations.
And what do the other owners think about Goodell? And by the way, you haven't even mentioned the fact that NFL ratings, TV ratings, have been falling under Goodell.
Right. And that's why that's why Jones is upset about the anthem, not so much because of patriotism, but so much because the ratings are down. And Jones blames the anthem protest on that, as do many others. Right now, there is a process in place, and it looks like Goodell will get a multi-million dollar extension. That's what he's always gotten. The guy has made over $200 million since taking over. And we know this because there was a time when the NFL was a nonprofit organization. They had to disclose the payment to their number, you know, 1 through 5 employees. And we know that he got tens of millions. But anyway, the process right now would indicate that Goodell should be able to get his contract extension if they go by the normal process. But Jones has hired this high-profile lawyer, David Boies, and he's talking about maybe increasing the threshold for the number of owners that have to approve the deal. I think some legal experts say, well, I don't know if he has a leg to stand on. It might just be intimidation. But you know what? Jerry Jones is very intimidating.
Hmm. All right, I want to ask you about one more thing, another headline in sports this week. 3 UCLA basketball players detained in China for allegedly shoplifting. ESPN is reporting that they aren't being allowed to leave their hotel until the end of the legal process, which could take months. What do we know?
Well, this was just as bad a decision as a player can make. They do these trips where to extend the brand of basketball, they go to foreign countries. And yeah, UCLA isn't even denying that this took place, but it could be this huge international incident. And one of the players is a high profile brother of NBA player Lonzo Ball. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't think really either side it's in their interest to make it play out for weeks and weeks or months and months. And I have no idea. Maybe President Trump will get involved.
Right, because he is right there in Beijing. I don't know if he's staying at the same hotel, but here now, sports analyst Mike Pesca, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.